Light of the Bhagavat, verse 16. At night, by the grace of the moonlight, the clouds in the sky can be seen moving. Yet, the moon itself also appears to be moving, just as a living being appears to be moving because of false identification with matter. At night, in the rainy season, the moving clouds reflecting the moonlight make the moon appear to be moving. This is called illusion. The spirit soul, or the living being, is the root of all activities of the material body. But because of illusion, the spirit soul remains covered by the gross and subtle material bodies. Thus covered, the conditioned soul identifies with the material body and becomes subject to the sense of false ego. This false ego obliges a living being to consider one's material body to be oneself, and the offspring of the body to be one's children, and the land of birth of the body to be an object of worship. Thus, the living being's conception of nationalism is another type of ignorance. Because of ignorance, a living being identifies him or herself with the land of one's birth and moves with the misconception of national ideas. In fact, however, a living being does not belong to any nation or species of life. He or she has nothing to do with the body, just as the moon has nothing to do with the moving clouds. The moon is far away from the clouds and is fixed in its own orbit. But illusion presents a scene in which the moon appears to be moving. A living being should not float with the misconception of the temporary body. For one must always know him or herself to be transcendental to the bodily identity. This is the path of knowledge, and complete knowledge fixes the living being in the orbit of spiritual activities. The spiritual living force is always active by nature. By illusion, one's activities are wrongly directed in relation with the body. But in the liberated condition of complete knowledge, one's activities are conducted in spiritual devotion. Liberation does not mean stopping activities. It means being purified of illusory activities and becoming transcendental to relations with the gross and subtle bodies.